Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic will pick up from last week's presentation of plant stem cell therapy, better known as gemotherapy. This week, I'll discuss instead the mineral kingdom's contribution to healing with a highly specific system, again from France. This involves using trace minerals in just the right extremely small dosage to reactivate the enzyme systems of the body, which have been blocked by various toxins we talked about last week. These toxins can include petrochemical debris, maldigested food, as well as heavy metals like lead and mercury. One of these mineral solutions is chromium, a trace element shown to be very useful in helping to regulate blood glucose levels, as in diabetes. In this trace element therapy, only 40 micrograms, which is millionths of a gram, is enough for one dose. Cobalt is another example, as this is necessary to form the vitamin B12, where only a few millionths of a gram is necessary. There are, however, four deep-acting solutions of trace minerals that seem to do the best work to move patients to a higher state of health. When to use which of these four corresponds to the constitutional type of the patient. The strongest patient could be given manganese, and this helps things like skin problems, hay fever, and joint and ligament issues. An example of strength, as I mean here, could be someone quick to anger, but gets over it quickly. The next mineral is in a combination of two this time, namely manganese and copper. This helps alleviate inflammation, asthma, sinusitis, for example, with an ability to change the digestion, especially to increase the good bacteria and decrease the overgrowth of yeasts and harmful bacteria. The people who could benefit from this, unlike the first group of folks, don't tend to spontaneously express themselves, the marker we use being anger, so there's a feeling they can't show that part of themselves. The third group of people tend to have actual autoimmune problems, emotional challenges like manic depression, even cancer. This mineral solution is made of copper, gold, and silver. These people can be especially depleted and tired, so copper, gold, silver can help revive depleted adrenal glands. These people could have serious osteoporosis, kidney disease, or chronic fatigue. Finally, the fourth group of responders tend to have the most serious illness, and the emotional outlook is the least positive. There could be nervous system issues like Parkinson's or cancers like leukemia. This solution is of the minerals manganese and cobalt. Usually, these mineral solutions are used with gemotherapy, the plant bud systems, such that they work in concert. Well, thanks for listening. This was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.